the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We are celebrating all the days, all these days, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. We still celebrate. So we're going to celebrate the circumcision feast on this Wednesday morning. So we have the vesper at night and evening at Tuesday. So again, we are reading, we listened to the gospel of today, which is talk about fleeing of Jesus Christ and the family, Holy Family, to Egypt. But I'm going to divide the sermon by two parts. First of all, we're going to talk about the incarnation. So, something come to my mind during the last few days, during the Nativity Feast, which is word name self-emptying of God. So, that's why this word is very important. We have to understand. You can imagine. For example, like a president of a country, or I'm not talking president, no, it's like he's more than that, king. And the king decided to remove everything, to remove all the clothes, or his like, what he was wearing, and what as a king. And he decided to be like a homeless and sit down with the homeless in the street all the time. And he removed everything and he decided to be like a homeless. Emptying himself, like God, emptying himself, and he became a man. God, who created the world, think about like a few seconds, emptying himself and became a man. So that's why when we contemplate about the mystery of the incarnation, we're not standing before abstract theological idea. No, it's about, we are talking about a divine love story between the king and between the human, between God and between the man. The main things that we have to think about it, it's about a love story happened between both. That's why God decided to be a man. So what he came from the beginning, we know very well that he wanted to save the humanity after the corruption happened from Adam. But after that, he decided to move himself to come to the earth. So what he came down and emptied himself again. I wanted to be sure that we know the word emptying himself, okay, and took our form and lived our life, and so that he might restore us to himself. So the First Timothy, St. Paul said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh. I want to do an agreement with you. When we have a sermon, when we talk, when we listen, which is very important, we have two levels of the sermon. Very, very light sermon. And we talk like on spiritual life and that's it only. And we can go a little bit deep and we take back some contemplation or commentaries from some books like the Fathers and we talk from it. During the vacation, Christmas vacation, so we went to with high school, okay, to Toronto, and we did a retreat 3 days. On Saturday morning, before going to Niagara, so we started to do like a group discussion on the book on the incarnation of Saint Athanasius, which is very heavy book to understand, to know it. Between me and you, it's very heavy book. But we took some parts and we talked about it. And I was surprised that that our kids are involved in the discussions and they explain it. So that's why this is what we have to understand. We have to read, to go more deep a little bit, to read from our fathers too. And if we are not understand, there is explanation for them. But really, it's amazing. So first of all, what does the self-emptying of God mean? Kenosis. So again, this is a word, Greek word, and with the Coptic too, it's kenosis. It means he emptying himself. So self-emptying of Christ does not mean that he ceased to be God. No, he didn't stop to be God. But what happened? His divinity was diminished or changed. So no, nothing. He revealed himself in his glory. So again, so God, when he's changed, he didn't change. God didn't change. God didn't stop to be a God, but he became a man. He revealed himself. You can imagine when we read the Old Testament. So we read about God who in heaven, and the people were fear from him. And suddenly, God incarnate and became a man, and he lived with me. So I can see him, what he's doing. That's why it means that he revealed his glory and willingly appeared in our weakness so that we could approach him without fear. So, for example, if we still in the Old Testament, so we're going to feed God who is like strong. I can't talk to him. Now we have the icon of Christ in front of me, and I can't talk to him directly because Christ, God, incarnate and became a man. So he's like a friend, like a father. In Old Testament, it was totally different. Now, after incarnation, that's why he became a man like me. So that's why in Philippians, he said, but made himself of no repetition, taking the form of the servant, not only a man, the least as a servant. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, he said, the word did not cease to be what he was, but he became what he was not. So what happened? He wasn't a man, he became a man. So he remained fully God and truly became man so that God and humanity could meet together. We're going to know why he's going to meet between divinity and humanity. Why was incarnation very necessary to us? After the fall, the problem was not forgiven. For example, God say, Halas, I forgive you, Adam, about what you did. No. It's a fully corruption. Adam corrupt the world with a sin. Because God created Adam for the world, in the world, and from the dust. And this dust, which is from the world, corrupted and corrupt everything. That's why God, he has to come by himself. So for the wages of sin is death. So the law was not enough. Teaching alone could not heal humanity. Even repentance by itself could not restore the life. So what Saint Athanasius said in the book of the Incarnation, he said, it was unfitting that the creatures made by God should perish and return to nothing through corruption. You can imagine, for example, that you are, and this is what Saint Athanasius said, if I have someone paint, for example, a picture, an icon, and someone destroyed a little bit, so I have to take this icon and go back to the painter who painted already this icon and tell him, please, can you repair it again? I can't repair by myself. Only the man who did this or who painted this icon can do this, can repair it. So that's why we have to think about it. Like God who created the creature and created Adam, who can repair the corruption unless God come to him by himself? So Christ took a body capable of death, not to submit to death, but to defeat it. So in the 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, he said, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light? The incarnation was very important to destroy death and corruption. How? Saint Athanasius said in the book. Again, I'm taking some part from the book of Saint Athanasius on the incarnation okay, which we should read part of from it. He took a body capable of death so that, united with the word, death might be completely destroyed. That death, what the word of death. When God, he was talking to Adam, what he said, if you fell in sin, you're going to die. The word said die. So that's why the word became a man and he died instead of Adam. Again, the word came from God, said, if you sin, Adam, you're going to die. God the Father said by his word and said, you're going to die. So the word became a man to die instead of Adam and to defeat the death. He took our form to sanctify our nature. So again, why the incarnation is very necessary. Christ did not assume a mere appearance of humanity, but a real body, a true human soul, with emotions, fatigue, pain, and tears. So in Hebrews, he said, in all things he was made like his brethren, yet without sin. Saint Gregory, the theologian, says, that which he has not assumed, he has not healed. What does that mean? He wanted to raise up our nature. Adam, he took his nature and go down, and he was corrupted. So that's why, for example, if we see our kids, for example, they need more training, or for example, we need to learn more. So what we are doing with them? So we try to be with them to learn them more. This is exactly what Christ did. So St. Cyril of Alexandria, he said, the Word united himself truly with the human nature in order to sanctify it and make it a participant in divine life. Another thing, the reason of the incarnation is to restore the image of God in humanity. Humanity was created in an image of God, but the image was destroyed. That's why St. Paul, he said, put on the new man which was created according to God. So Christ was the image of the Father. And by uniting himself for us, he restored the image within us. So the Father, God, he created Adam. That's a beautiful image. And this image was destroyed by Adam. So that's why God again became a man to change this image back to the first nature, or the first image of God. Saint Athanasius said, the Word, who is in the image of the Father, came to renew the image that had been corrupted in humanity. Again, the Word, who is the image of the Father, came to renew the image that had been corrupted in humanity. Incarnation reveals God who is truly. When I read the Old Testament, I feel sometimes God is strong. He's take revenge sometimes. He destroys a little people. When we read, for example, like about Sodom and Amorah, maybe like he decided. But again, here in the middle of the story, we found Abraham. He was negotiate with God, like if there is, for example, 50, 45, 40 people, 30 people, you can forgive all the city. But again, when we read about God in the Old Testament, we feel fear sometimes. So God said, I'm not like this. I wanted to come to you to see who am I. So that's why he was incarnated and became a man, and he became like me exactly. So God touches the leper, God who weeps with the sorrowful, God who washes feet, God who dies out of love. So we saw God, really. In the Old Testament, you're different. No, I'm not different. But I am dealing with people who are different, are very hard to deal with them. So that's why I became a man in the world to see me. I am the love. I try to help everyone. I love everyone, even the sinner. I was like you exactly. Even I have tears when I saw someone, my friend, he died. Again, think about it. When Jesus Christ, he was in front of like Lazarus. He wept. But I was thinking, after 5 minutes from your tears came from your eyes, you will rise him. So why you wept? You wept. Why? He said, I am a man, a truly man. I love this person. He was my friend. In John, he said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. St. John Chrysostom says, God did not show his power when he created heaven and earth, and when he humbled himself and became a servant. Think, God did not show his power when he created heaven and earth, but when he humbled himself and became a servant. So the incarnation makes Christ new Adam. Adam we fill, in Christ we rise. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, he said, Christ became the second Adam, restoring in himself what the first Adam has lost. You said about more theological part to understand, but how I have lessons, practical lessons from the incarnation. First of all, if God humbled himself, we are called to humility. You can imagine when we see the manger. So we try to do the manger with a great كده شكلها حلو منظرها جميل. But actually, if we go deep a little bit, the manger smelled very bad. All the animals stay inside the manger. So they eat and they do everything inside the manger. So it's a very bad place that God chose it to go to be born. He humbled himself. Ma fish aqall min kida. Ma fish aqall min kida. Ma fish haga. There is nothing below this. Someone born was born in a manger. There is nothing less than this. So if anyone in the world, he's less than this, there is no one. That's why God, he chose that the last or the least things and the very poor thing to come and to be a man. That's why he was born. So that's why he was born and became a man in a manger, and he said, I'm humbling himself, like this is what I'm doing. So he asked me to be humble. He asked me to be humble. So if I have a talent, I'm not proud of myself to be like, to, for example, like to say that I am much better than the other. Or if God give me money, I'm not saying I'm proud of, for example, like, and I'm saying like I'm much better than the other. Or maybe God give me a position, I have to be humble. I have to humble myself. The second is, which if God drew near us, so we are called to draw near to the others. God, who was the creator, he was in heaven, and he became a man, and he drew, and he went to everyone, the sinners, the Pharisees, the bad people, the good people, everyone. He called us to go and to be close to everyone. Saint Athanasius said in one word, God gave us opportunity to be Christian as if he is open a window. He's opening a window that lets people see God through me. Again, Saint Athanasius, he said in his book that God gave us opportunity to be Christian. That's why God is opening a window through us to let the other people see Christ through me. I am the window of God. I am the image that the people see God through me. How I'm acting. If God sanctified our nature, we are called to live holy lives. That's why when Abuna is calling in the liturgy, he's saying what? The holies for the holy. We are holy. Is it true that the holy can do anything bad? No, we try to be the best. If the holy can drink or can do anything, no. If the holy can wear anything, no. If the holy can go anywhere, no. If the holy can say any bad words, no. If the holy can watch anything, no. We became holy. He sanctified our nature. That's why we are baptized and take the Holy Spirit, and we are sealed by the Holy Mayroon. And he said, you are holy now. If he lived among us, he truly understands our weakness and pain. Sometimes we go through troubles. We go through many issues in our life. Don't worry. I was thinking, and maybe yesterday, I was thinking there is a 30 years we don't know about what happened with Christ. Okay, we know that he was born, he went to Egypt, and that's it. And after that, he's an adult now, and he starts preaching. And 30 years, between the first year to the 30 years, we don't know what happened. He lived as a man, as a kid. He was crying, Adi. So when I cry, when I feel something, for example, like something bad in my heart, I know that he passed through this too. So when I look to his icon, I'm talking to him, I'm telling him, like, I know that you know and you feel what I'm feeling too. He's not far from me. This is the purpose of incarnation. The purpose of being a man is he is saying to me, I know, I feel what you are feeling exactly because I passed through all of that. اتظلمت أنا اتظلمت تعبت أنا تعبان أنت بتبكي أنا كمان ببكي. He's not far from us. That's why he gave us this image, like he came, like he, that's why he was with me. So that's why this is the purpose of the incarnation. I saw Christ here. I'm still seeing Christ in everywhere. In you, when we serve, when I go outside and see the people too. When I go to serve the homeless or anywhere, Christ is not far from us. In Hebrews he said, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. Finally, I have to stop, I have to another thing, but I will stop here. So, the self-emptying of God is the greatest revelation of divine love. God did not empty himself of his glory, but filled our weakness with his presence. He descended to us so that we might ascend to him. He carried our nature so that we might carry his life. Saint Athanasius said word very important. He became a man so that humanity might live by God. Again, he became man so that humanity might live by God. The gospel of today is talking about fleeing to Egypt. Only one lesson we should learn from the gospel of today. Flee from the evil one. Flee from the corruption. Flee from any bad relationship. If you have a friend not good, not pushing you to the heaven, you have to flee. If you feel that you are in place which is make you bad, flee. If you feel that you, for example, you have some people around you or around you make you bad or think bad, flee. Flee from the place where God is not present. Again, flee from the place where God is not present. That's why this is very important, that the lesson that we should learn, as Joseph fled from Potiphar's wife, and Lot fled from Sodom, Abraham fled from the danger, so we should flee from corrupted relationship, sinful conversation, impure images, environments that cause us to fall. As the Father said, fire is not extinguished by fire, but by water. And the last things before stop here, the life with God, there is joy and pain together. There's sometimes I have to accept this. There is two things I have to understand. That's why it's very, sometimes you can imagine that he was born and there is like the Maggie, they went to Christ and give him like some gifts, and they saw the angels glorify him, and so they have a very joyful moment. And right after, you have to flee and to take Christ, Jesus Christ, you have to take Mary, you have to flee to go to Egypt, and St. Joseph obeyed. St. Joseph is this man, he's an amazing servant, who was the only obey God. The life with God, there is moment very joyful, but I have to accept the moment which is pain. That's why he's them. If we suffer with him, we shall also be glorified with him, and glory to God forever. Amen.
Faith in both men, Clear Lyson, Chenomet.
Truly, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, the finest of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men of our salvation came. sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again, whose glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, was the Father and Son, who has been glorified, was spoke by the prophet, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Is more than a posse. Oh God, the Redeemer, now who formed man in incorruption. And death which entered into the world through the navy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love and holy apostolic kisses.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with you. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling under condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ. Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer and order, stand with trembling. Look toward the east, let us attain.
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Whereon are your hearts?
We have them with us.
Let us give thanks to the Aksiyon kezike o خل اومث میاکسیون کزی کمون او یو وار ماسل لرن گاد اف ترون بین بیفور ایجز ارینین فور امر هو دوال این دا هایست اند لکس اپن دا لولی Who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand.
Before us stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominion, and the powers. You are here around who stand, the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim. With six wings praising continuously without ceasing, sing.